Okay, so we got up to that. You want to test both already? We're in Yud Dalet Amud Beis.
Yes, Yud Dalet Amud Beis up here.
Alright, so we're on Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the top, close to the top. And we had just gotten, I believe, to Rebbe Nosa. Is that correct? We had just made our Kal Vachomer that you can certainly apply a din of a Meitzar V'Helech on a Beis Rova from a Kal Vachomer that you can apply a Meitzar V'Helech to Shishal Shisha. With Shishal Shisha, you're looking at Midiraita, and nonetheless, we're saying that on a Meitzar V'Helech like a Beis Tour kind of thing, right? So, Kol Shekein, we should accept a similar case by grain, which would be in a field that is a Beis Rova.
Beis Rova
means that you have a triangle. It's coming, one end of the triangle is coming down gradually to hit the other field because there was a shear at the beginning of a Beis Rova. There was a 10 by 10. Kind of a story, yeah. So, Rebbe Nosa Sha'al. Rebbe Nosa as such is. Lo Mistabim, Begabo Shogovel, Shnei Tfachim, Mutal Zorbo Shnei Minim. Let's say if you have two Arugot, in between the two Arugot is one Govel, this Gvul, which we said that normally, remember the case that we had where you can alternate your Arugot. Or if you have extending out of the aruga, the sandbox shape, and you have the edge of the sandbox is how we compared it to. So whatever we said, you could have 13 different meanings because you have the 12 on the govel, and you have the one in the middle. So suppose you would have two arugot, and these two arugot between them have also a govel, but of course, in that case, if you have a govel between them, it would be both, so it shouldn't be good. But suppose the govel is two tefachim wide in that case. So now my point is, says Rebbe Nosa, if you're going to say that what we have is a continuation of the govel that's been part of an aruga, so we should look at this as being two separate arugot, because the govel, each for each tefach of the govel, is shayach to the next arugah. Take a look in the picture over here. I don't know that it's adding very much, but we have two arugahs. All right, I don't know what the point is, but there's two arugahs, one on either side, and one govel between them. So now we should, can we look at that govel as being two separate things? We shouldn't even need a separation between them, because the arugahs themselves are separated. And each govel is seen, obviously, as being part of that aruga. Rebbe Nosa Sha'al, furthermore, Rebbe Nosa wanted to know, Asa Peya Be'enta. Let's say that you make a Peya. Peya is a tennis court, essentially. That's what you do, is you made like a little Tzuras HaPesach with a net, right? In between. Not a matter of your net, because of your depth. So here would be our telescope. Nemtes. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, because the piece of land is one of the telescopes. So that's Tzuras HaPesach over there. What exactly would be the din in the middle of an aruga? Can you then look at it as a getter in the middle of the aruga and have two minim right up against one another, because by real Kalayim, by Kleya Karam, we're saying it on that? Or do we say that the problem in the Aruga, remember, is not that we couldn't figure out a way to get in different meanings, that graphically they should be differentiated, which essentially what Tzuras HaPesach does. The problem was that Aruga is so small that anything beyond the Chamisha meaning looks like Aruga. That was the problem. In which case, maybe even Tzuras HaPesach doesn't address the Aruga problem. Because all in all, what I see is a mixture. That's my other question. And Zara Begumasi, the same question extends to where you would have a Guma instead of a pirata pasama. Instead of something going up, you have something going down. So if you have a trench, a chariz, a guma, in the middle of the aruga, could you look at that guma as being a separate area? In other words, and it would be mavya. You could therefore plant things in the guma itself. Okay. That's our question. Okay? Now the Gemara hasn't responded to any of these. Moshcho b'kama. What exactly is the length that would allow an aruga to have the govel on it to be considered to be a different area? Now remember, we said we're allowed to be Rashi Zoreya on top of the govel, and it's not really a getter, obviously, because it's only a tefach high. So this din of a govel, is that dafka a govel on an aruga that is shisha? And it's part of the din of aruga shisha. Aruga shisha also is normally shaped with a sandbox shape, and it has a govel that looks differently. But maybe a govel would not be a govel if the aruga itself wasn't an aruga. So if you had, let's say, only chamisha instead of shisha, then maybe that govel would be bottle for the whole area, and it wouldn't be looked at as a separate thing. So what's the shear of this govel? Well, Mimadiyamra Vitzvot Vridani, Kitater, Shahad Govlin, Mimatin Shisha. After all, we said before that we're talking about a case where the govel comes down at an angle and takes up some of the area of the aruga, right? That was the reason. Remember, we had a problem. We asked, why, if we have a govel, can't we simply put in the same number of minyan? If you hold it, you don't need more than a tenet. If you hold a korban, and let's say you need a tefach and a matzah between the various minyan. And the govel is separate only because it's a tefach high, and you don't have anything planted on the side, and you're taking half a tefach out of the aruga, which means that then you're lessening the aruga by half a tefach on each side, so now it's only 5x5 instead of 6x6. Right, but if you hold like the shitas that say, like the Rishimun, it says you only need one tefach, so then you have a full aruga shisha al shisha. If you have an aruga shisha al shisha, why can't you plant the 12 different minim on top of the govel, which we worked out there shouldn't be, no, there should be no problem over there. Remember, with the Rambam, we leave the corners blank, and we have our three on each side, and the last ones hit each other only as a rosh fur, and we end up with 12 of the minim, plus one in the middle. Why only one in the middle? Why can't we put in five in the middle? We would have given six in the middle. And then we could get 18 different minims. So the answer over there, that the govel comes down at an angle. So it's not sharp, after all, it's not concrete, it's dirt. So therefore, it's mamayat the aruga. And if it's mamayat the aruga, then there's no hefter for planting in six. But meanwhile, doesn't that show you that an aruga that's less than six has a govel? I mean, by definition, that's what you're saying. So hada amra, that shows you, after the paramika, even less than six, certainly there is such a thing as a govel. Now, that doesn't tell us exactly how much less than six, but less than six, ad hefa, how much are you willing to cut out? Well, mishvina minada. Goma miyut, shehina amukot tefach. Zolim l'tofa shelosha zeronim. Echad mikan. No, there's a halakha that says if you have a guma. Now, a guma is essentially the equivalent of a govel, isn't it? Because, I mean, what the inside of the aruga is, the top of the govel, is essentially what the top of a guma is to the inside of the guma. That's all that it is, isn't it? So, if that's the case, it says, if you have one tefa, the guma is one tefa, you can have one zera on one side, one on the other side, and one in the middle. Which means that we view a tefach as being meaningful as a hefsek there, as long as the shear is a tefach. Because it says if it's amuka, it's a tefach. Okay, so apparently, if it's amuka a tefach, then it would be tefach by tefach should also be enough over here. Rabbi Baba Kahana and Shimon Bar Narsha, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, says, by the way, Benotim lechurva shonim. Now we say over here You have three zeronim that you can plant. That's only where you are talking about an ability to expand into a kurva. Remember, kurva simply means a non-defined space, as opposed to a chavush space that is defined in some way by a fence around it or whatever, right? So where do we say over here that you have the right to plant these zeronim with one in the middle? That is because you are allowing your mind to expand the area into a non-defined section. By definition, a guma has four sides, and you'll note that we're only allowing you two on two sides and one in the middle. And that's exactly why. Because if we had put two on the two other sides, and we would have said, thing is, you have a tepach on all four sides, why can't you simply plant one on all four sides? The problem is, if you would do that, you were just a chodesh. Because remember that Zra'im themselves are chodesh. Remember, we had to get Rabbi Shimon to be, that throw three minim altogether, one hand. So the two were acting as the chodesh of the third. You could say exactly the same thing. You have the same thing over here. Where you bring, of course, in that case, we have to have a fence on either end, you know, on the other end. But over here, where you have the guma, the guma is only a tepach. Okay, so a tepach doesn't matter. You're right. But once you define the tepach by putting a plant on it and saying, this is a unique area, have you not now, by the very virtue of your planting, created a field? And in creating that field, you just made it Kilayim because you put different in it. Therefore, you have to leave the two ends open so that the field should not be delimited. Okay, so here's another example of this concept of Chodesh that is so central in Yerushalmi. The two sides have to remain open in order for the field not to be defined. Kol tepach tepach shel agovel asu oto makom b'fnei atzmo. So then is that when you have this govel that is a tepach high, each tepach of the width and of the height of the govel is a makom b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you could actually put one min on top and one min on the side, a different min on the side, and there'd be no problem. Because according to this shita, the very distinction between height and width is itself a govel. In other words, I'm now, it's clear the top is this min, the side is this min. Why should we view it as being mixed? One is going horizontally and one is going vertically. So therefore there's no chashash of kilayim, and for that matter, even if the aruga beneath it comes straight up against the govel and hits the other min that's planted on the side of the govel, that's not a problem. Because it's going vertically, and the aruga is going horizontally. So, why not? Take a look at the Ganat Kuma. They've got vertical plants there. Yeah. So then, of course, we've got a problem, because we should be able to add an awful lot more minim than we had. But let's take a look at the picture of the of this govel. Now, he's got... and it's not very well illustrated, because the point of view is, of course, the top and the sides are different, and the aruga is different. Okay, but we see the idea. But if that were true, then why can't we get a total, instead of 13 minim, we should be able to have 25 minim? We have 12 on top, and we have 12 on the sides, and we have one in the middle of the aruga. That's 25. So you, as in the Chanisha, why can't we say we have shisha, kogavel, gavel, six on every one by one height gavel, and one in the middle? And we certainly didn't say that, but is that what we said in the Mishnah? I don't know, last time I looked, it said 13. So something's wrong with the shisha. So therefore, then there's another problem. Before we get to the hate, there's another problem is that we have a kasha of Rabban Bachia, Hashem Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Vataninan, Telem, Vamat Amai, Shehin Amukim Tepach, Zorim Lekochan Shlosha Zeronim, Echad Mikan, Echad Mikan, Echad Mikan. Furthermore, I mean, didn't we just say now that when we have a case of a telling, we have a guma, yeah, or an amatamani, for that matter. So the din over here is that we put in one on the side, on either side, and one in the middle. Now, you notice that we didn't let you put in the one on all sides, did we? So according to what you just said now, if you could put them on the side, you should also be able to put them on the top. Right? So you have one on the top, one on the side, and then one on the top, again on the other side, and one on the side, and one in the middle. Because according to you, the side and the top are considered to be two completely different areas. And therefore, there should be no problem. Even though there's very little room, I should be able to plant one right up against the other one. Because one is vertical and one is horizontal. And you said that's not a problem. So, according to this, we should say, Nisechanisha, Shnaimikan, one on the top and one on the side. Shnaimikan, one on the top and one on the side. Viachadneansa. You still don't have the problem of Kobesh, right? Because you're still leaving the alternate sides open, so the field is not delimited. And there should be no problem now. No. That doesn't work. It'll make you feel. That you can't say in that case. It's Sa'at Shekan, Chovei Shekan Sa'in. There's no proof from this latter case over here. Because remember, if you would put something on the top on either side, then they would define the telem as being a telem. The govel, after all, is very different because of the aruga is not. We pretended before that an aruga, for all intents and purposes, is the equivalent of a telem, the equivalent of a guma, but it isn't. The reason that it isn't is because looking from the broad scope on what the entire field looks like, we have a ground level. The ground level is the aruga. That's the ground level. The govel is not the ground level. The govel is sticking up, and therefore it has its own definition. But by the guma is beneath the ground level. What you're calling the govel is the ground, right? So by virtue of it being the ground, it's now, if you're gonna treat it by planting something on the side, and it's part of the rest of the field around it, then you're showing that the telem beneath is being defined as a separate area. But if it's being defined as a separate area, you won't be able to put in any more than one min within it. You see, because the entire telem is off of the ground level, and therefore becomes now one sutta, whereas the govel is never going to be one sutta with the aruga, because the aruga is by definition the ground level. The govel is what's sticking out like a sore thumb, so to speak. So the cases are not similar at all. Rabbi Bon and Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rishmobar Yitzhak Boy, govel maushi atzilat hayerek miyad mukshet. A mukshe is something of the Kishuim family. We call it a mukshe. So any type of thing that relates to Kishuim. So we have pumpkins and squash and those other minim that we had about Kolam Mitzri that tend to spread. They're all ground vines, we probably. So they're all called mukshim. They have very long vines with big leaves, right? And the din over there is that they are unique in that we said you cannot put them together with these other minim even where normally it would be okay because they spread into them. And the question is, can you even, because you have a govel, can you even use the govel for pumpkins? Because it's so obviously a different area. Ma'im zra'im bizra'im. She'im nitzorim v'esra amot mechta ein ha-govel matzil mi'adam. When we say Esra Mesa, doesn't mean literally Esra Mesa, because really 10.4 was the shear, right, for the base row. But that was approximately Esra Mesa. So the din over there is that if you have Zroyin, which means in other words Tua, where over there it's not Ena Govel Matzil Miyadam, you cannot utilize the Govel to say that it's a separate area. mukshah shel mitzvah b'shtemetzre lo kol shekin. So over there, the mukshah, where we normally have a larger shear, if you want to plant some kind of other vegetable between these ground vines, you have to have 12 amos between them. So if that's the case, then we should say that kol shekin is not going to be matzil over here. Because even something that's less, such as tua, we're not going to be saying that on a govel, which means that something that requires more area is for sure not going to be. So a kol shekin, it's not going to be matzil. So that's not a question. Mukshe atzmo, but our question is, what about the mukshe itself? Shehei mitzol v'rosh habovel. Suppose you have your akot in your avodah, and you have now a mukshe on top of the govel. So our question over here is, being as the ground vines are higher, and you can see where they're coming from the top, so over there maybe that would be matir. The reach that we could have the pumpkin on top, even though we can have it inside of the aruga. How about that? We know that we can't plant a different type of tua on top of a thing that's a tefach high. So muksha shul nitzol b'shmona amos lo kol shekin. Now this is a little strange. A moment ago we said that it was yudbei. The reason we're saying Shmona Amos is because here we're going according to Rabbi Akiva. There we were going according to Rabbi Yishmol. But of course, now it's not Madaka Vahoma anymore. And Rabbi Yudin, I believe Rabbi Mitzalya, Vahain Havya Koshikin, that's the Koshikin, that you're going to say Shmona, which is less than a shear of between Tua and Tua, which is Ese Amos. You're saying it's a Kavachoma, it's not. I don't get that. If it's not matzil for Esther, or it won't be matzil for something that's shmona, on the contrary, shmona is what? I don't understand your Kavachoma. Well, how should you do that? That wasn't the right way to say it. You have to stick with the sheep and Rabbi Yishmael. You have to say, ma'im zroim bizroim, shinitzolim be'eser ama, eisum nefta, inu nitzolim b'resha govel, mukta, which requires shame as re'amai. Look, all she came, that's what you should have said. Not the way you put it, the quote. So you have to go back to the way we said it before. Only on the Rebbe Yishmael do we have this Kavachomer. On the Rebbe Akiva, we do not. Maybe I'll leave it Rebbe Akiva in a finale. You could in fact perhaps be Matzil Muksha by planting a pumpkin on top of a govel inside of an aluga situation.
This is the halacha.
Halacha base. Is this a new doctrine?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying, but we sort of jumped into the top.